The 2025 election featured an unprecedented level of weird and crazy stuff. In September, Labor MP Jerome Laxall was named chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters, which conducts an inquiry after each election, and joins me now. Jerome Laxall, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You've previously been quoted saying that campaigners crossed a line during this year's federal election. What do you mean by that?
Well, what we saw at the 2025 federal election was a really large increase in third-party activity. The AEC have identified about 130 groups, single-issue or third-party groups that use the election in different ways. Some great third parties get involved, but what we saw was like an influx of really aggressive and intimidatory behaviour. And that was feedback we're getting from voters, from volunteers, from other political participants. And, you know, protecting our democracy is really important. I think Australians value our political system and don't want to see the Americanisation of it. So we are tasked with reviewing that increase in incidence of aggressive conduct and see if the AEC have the right powers and to see what reform we should recommend. So, yeah, it's a pretty big piece of work. We're down in Melbourne today hearing directly from the community.
The review of the federal election in May has already held a number of hearings in Canberra. What are some of the major themes that have emerged in the evidence that you've already heard?
Yeah, well, that we've heard from the AEC, we've heard from other groups, and we're starting to get reams of evidence through in written submissions. Today is our first in-community session, but already we've seen a lot of evidence of that reported aggressive and intimidatory conduct on the booths, more so than previous years. I mean, you know, we all know it gets a bit heated sometimes on booths. People are passionate. People have a right to participate in democracy. But the themes coming out so far are very much that 2025 was at another level. And it was so far, the evidence shows that it was because of this third party involvement. We're also looking at expansion of the parliament, 4-year terms. We're getting some really interesting evidence on that. Population's increased by 76% since the last big parliament expansion, but the numbers have stayed the same. So we're just sort of testing what community views are on more politician than views are pretty split, as you would imagine.
What does that mean for places like the ACT here in Canberra that has two senators but a rapidly growing population?
Yeah, really strong evidence so far, as you would expect, for increased territory participation in the ACT, but also in the Northern Territory. We've been asked to look at the parliament as a whole. And obviously there's a nexus between senators and members of the House of Representatives in the Constitution. So we're sort of fleshing that out. And look, all the evidence so far is pretty in favour of it. But you know, my political spidey senses are like, well, if we go out and ask the community this, they might have a different opinion. So we'll be taking this committee right across Australia and putting these questions, but also getting evidence on how we can make our democracy better. You know, what rules need to change? What powers does the AEC need to have? So that people have confidence going to a ballot box, not being intimidated and being able to cast their vote freely.
What's your read at this stage as to what's been driving some of that intimidation and some of the escalating behaviour when counting's been underway or votes are being counted at booths as well?
Yeah, so thankfully most of the evidence received so far is sort of the electoral process hasn't sort of seen that level of behaviour. So booth AEC workers and officials, more often than not, you know, overwhelmingly are able to conduct their processes safely, which is really, really important. Where we're seeing most of the behaviour is sort of outside the current jurisdiction of the AEC, which is 6 metres from the door, where we're seeing, you know, 30, what we saw at least in Bennelong in 2025 was 30 or 40 volunteers just from one political party, this sort of yelling and chanting and it just left people feeling a bit uncomfortable. Some people turned away and chose not to vote, particularly a pre-poll. I distinctly remember having a conversation with a neurodivergent person who just had a really terrible time going and casting their vote. So that's something we need to really consider and see if the AEC or we set some rules, a code of conduct. These are the things that we're exploring. What's driving it? That's what we're also trying to find out as well. You know, we had huge reports, repeated reports of the exclusive brethren being involved in very, very large numbers. Why is not so certain yet. So we're seeing what evidence is out there, seeing what people have to say, and then we'll consider that over the course of the term of the inquiry.
Jerome Laxwell, thank you very much for being my guest this morning.
Thanks for having me on.